Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: she gave me more than I bargained for. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your help on how to resolve a big mess with one of my girlfriends. I have a nonprofit organization for homeless women, and I provide clothing and toiletries for the ladies. I've been using part of my living room to sort donations. An old friend of mine recently lost weight and donated her old clothes to my organization. I went by her house to pick up the items, and I was happy to see that she had two big black garbage bags full of clothes. My trunk was already full, so she put the two bags on my back seat. As I drove home, I noticed something flying around the car. I pulled over to see what it was, and I was grossed out when I saw it was a big brown roach on my back seat. I didn't know how it got in there, but I live in a humid city, so it could have crawled in from the outside. I went on home and put both bags in my living room, and I opened the bags to peek inside, then got distracted by the phone ringing. I went back into my living room a few minutes later to find a roach crawling on the windowsill and another roach crawling on the mirror. I was so startled and grossed out, but I managed to get a cell phone video of the bugs. I called my husband at work, and he came straight home. He checked my car and found two small roaches in there. He called an exterminator to come immediately to spray the house and my car. Be quiet, you guys. I called my girlfriend and told her I threw her clothes away because they were full of roaches. I asked her to reimburse us for the exterminator, and she told me to go to hell. I sent her the Roach video and she blocked my number. How can she act like this? Should we take her to court for the money? Really, to court? Come on now. I know you're mad and grossed out and everything, and I definitely would be too, because ew. Stop, okay? She's not giving you anything back. You will not be reimbursed. You sound crazy and ungrateful to her. Why? Because people with roaches always act like it's no big deal. They always act like that. It's just a darn roach, okay? I can't for the life of me understand this logic, but it is what it is. I think maybe they see roaches so much that maybe they become immune to them, or, you know, they're just part of the furniture, whatever. I don't know. So you're just going to have to take an L on this one and go on with your life, okay? Nothing is going to change. You're not going to resolve this issue with her. Be glad you could afford an exterminator so you wouldn't have to deal with as many roaches as she's dealing with in her house, okay? Like her. That's it. Nothing. Just move on. Nothing is going to happen. It's roaches, in her opinion, in her mind. Steve?
Should we take her to court for the money? Girl.
Stop.
Do you know how much you got? To go to court, you're going to have to take off work. Mm-hmm. You got to miss days. You got to get some lawyers. How much was the exterminator? The roaches just got there. They hadn't even had a chance to set up. Your husband had the exterminator come that day. Now, let's just come to something. You went over there. You picked up the clothes your damn self. You put him in the back seat. See, that's what you get. See, when you go picking up bags, you need to open up and look inside.
Yes.
They was in there because this bag was full of roaches. You can believe this now. They were full of roaches. They done got out in the car. Lil was too.
Yeah.
Lil was there and making kids in this bag. These roaches been down in that bag. That ain't no bag. That's like a hotel now. They in there making little roaches, big roaches. Now, you're in the car, and you notice something was flying around. You say you live in a humid city, so it could have flew from in outside. Well, let me ask you something. Was the windows down? Because it didn't sound like it.
It's hot. She had the air on.
So you had the air on. So now you already know it ain't came in through the window. I didn't know how I got in there, so you could have crawled in from outside. So you get home and you put both your bags down in your living room and you open the bags to peek inside. This ain't time for peeking. You got to look.
Search.
When you see a roach, peeking is over. The roach is peeks. You got to look, see, stomp.
One more time. Come on.
The roach is peek.
Uh-huh.
You got to look, see, stomp. You got to get these roaches before they get to them walls.
Woo, too late.
If one pregnant roach get in that wall,
it's a wrap.
Good Lord Almighty. Yeah, you know where they came from.
Right.
Because when you came back and got distracted by the phone call, you came back to the bag and you found they had started coming out the bag.
Woo.
They was on the window and the window sill. You probably ain't see the one that got up under the console.
Okay, hold that thought right there, Steve. We'll have part
you ain't
two
see
of your
that
response
one.
Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, she gave me more than I bargained for. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, she gave me more than I bargained for.
This damn letter is about roaches. Mm-hmm. You know, had us all full of hope with the title. Yeah. She gave me more than I bargained for. I was thinking, boy, woo, what you complaining for?
Right.
No, this lady got a girlfriend. She collect clothing for homeless people. Her girl told her she got two big bags over here. Now, them bags been sitting there for a while. You took them, they couldn't fit in your trunk. You put them in the back seat. Put them in the back seat, and you noticed on the way home something was flying around in the car. That was a roach. You got out, you took the bags and put them in the house. You decided to peek inside, like I said before. When we dealing with roaches, you got, ain't no peeking. When you dealing with roaches, you got this. Look, see, stomp. That's how this works.
LST.
You got to be LST. You got to look, see, stomp.
Yes, LSS.
So now, you get distracted. You come back, you peek in the bag that's full of, it's a garbage bag full of clothes. You notice that it was a roach had got out, was crawling on the windowsill, and another roach was crawling on the mirror. They had been in that bag for a while, so they was heading to the light.
New lane.
But now, so all roaches don't like light, so a couple of them roaches got out that bag and got up under something. You got scared, called your husband. He came right home, because I be damned. Here I have been working my whole life trying to get out of my prior conditions. And now I'm over here, what roach? Plus you panic. Y'all call exterminator, boom. But he went outside in the car, and he found two small roaches in there. Now, let me explain something to you. Roaches can survive in a car. They can breed in a car. Everybody done wasted a french fry down that little seat right between the console and the seat.
That's huge.
Everybody done had a little crumb from a donut.
Yeah.
One whole french fry can pretty much hold 100 roaches.
100 roaches?
One long-ass french fry can feed 100 roaches for a week.
Oh, BC.
I don't know that for a fact, but it just seemed like they can hang in there.
Okay.
So now, you called your girlfriend and you told her that you threw her clothes away because they was full of roaches. Mm. Now, without doing anything, you asked this woman to reimburse y'all for the exterminator. Mm-hmm. But see, you was talking to her crazy. That's what happened. See, you ain't put that in the letter. Girl, I came over your house and you gonna gave me funky-ass clothes and there's roaches in my car and in my house and we done had to get an exterminator. You owe us for the exterminator. Mm. She done hung up on you. Your husband took a video of the roaches. Like, who need a video of a damn roach? Just because it's a video of a damn roach don't mean it's her roaches. Because, see, let me tell you by law. Once the roaches are transported, those are no longer her roaches. Them is your roaches. Mm. These is your roaches.
Transported roaches.
Yes, that's a law. Once roaches leave your property line, them are not your roaches anymore. Mm. They have thumbed a ride somewhere else, and they are now belong to the new owners that has the donation center for the homeless.
He's stupid.
These is all court cases that I'm like dealing with right now. So I'm just going to tell you in the court of common sense, these are your roaches and she cannot reimburse you for your roaches. And you crazy for writing us.
Yeah.
Yes. This is just about roaches. We don't care.
And the lady with the roaches doesn't care.
Now, let me ask you a question. I want an honest answer. Anybody in here didn't grow up and didn't see no roaches at their house?
Oh, you see a
roach. Oh, man.
You see a roach.
So now, why she acting brand new?
I don't know.
You know, like she don't know what a roach is. Oh, my Hollywood. God, a roach.
But Herbert. I will say this, Steve. Having a couple of roaches every now and again is different from an infestation, like living with them, you know?
It sounds like she packed them
this
up.
This woman, yeah, it was an infestation. She lived with roaches on a daily basis. That's why it was no big deal to her. That
roaches.
kill roaches and continue conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People with roaches don't care. You sound crazy to this woman.
I played cards at my partner's house.
Exterminator.
Whose house had been overrun with roaches. And we be up in there all night just putting wine bottles on top of the roaches.
To kill them. So
you know how many roaches I kill with the big joker? Bam, that's your book. Pick them up, partner. Yo, I done kill roaches with pool sticks. All kind of stuff, man.
I'm not that comfortable.
Listen, this letter ain't even worth having.
No, no, no. You're not going to get your money back. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Roaches. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Sports Talk with Junior right here, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.